Okay, so welcome to Parashas Korach. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahath ben Levi v'Dathan v'Aviram bnei Eliyav v'Oin ben Peleth bnei Reuven. We start off the parasha with the opposition getting together. Have a combination of Korach and Dathan v'Aviram bnei Eliyav, and we have these 250 people also pitching in a campaign against Moshe Rabbeinu. What's their agenda? So really, each one has their own agenda. Korach, as Rashi brings down, was extremely troubled by the fact that his nephew was appointed to be the Nasi of Shevet Kahath, Elitzafan ben Uziel. And Korach felt that was incorrect. He should have been appointed. That was Korach's agenda. The 250 people, says the Ramban, who are these people? They were the Bechoros. They were the Bechoros, and they were upset they lost their kahuna, because the Bechorim initially were supposed to do the Avodah. Until the Chet HaEgel, they would do the Avodah, and they lost it. They were also upset. So their agenda was to try and bring things back, change things. Yes, Shinui. The question is, why is this happening now? We just finished Parashas Meraglim, tragic event of the Meraglim, and all of a sudden Korach comes up. What's the connection? We should be finding Korach a long time ago in Parashas Bamidbar, when Elitzafan was appointed. That's when Korach should have become a major campaign, right? When the Chet HaEgel happened and the Bechorim lost their Bechorah, that's when they should have waged their campaign. Why is everything waiting till after the Meraglim? Says the Ramban, right here, the reason is because at the time when they're in the Midbar, before they moved, at the time when Elitzafan was appointed, Moshe Rabbeinu was extremely popular. It wasn't politically correct to start a campaign against Moshe Rabbeinu at that time. Korach knew, had at that time he would have made opposition to Moshe Rabbeinu, he would have been stoned by the people. They were so faithful at the time, because Moshe Rabbeinu had taken out Mitzrayim, done all the wonderful things to them. He'd even saved them from Chet HaMeraglim, Chet HaEgel. He saved their life. They're supposed to be destroyed, and he davened and he saved them. Went up to the Har for another 40 days. So they were so proud of Moshe Rabbeinu. So they wouldn't have allowed anyone to wage war against Moshe Rabbeinu. And likewise with the Bechorim, the same thing. Also, they knew the time wasn't right. It wasn't politically correct. But now, after the Chet Meraglim, things are going downhill. Recession. Big time recession. Because Kivrei Satavo, Chetam Oinim, lots of problems were happening and sorrows were happening. Where the pinnacle was, of course, the Chet Meraglim, where everyone has been decreed that everyone has to die in the Midbar. Morale is very low, and therefore, and people are getting bitter. Therefore, Korach assessed the situation. He realized the time is now ripe to wage my campaign against Moshe Rabbeinu. But let's analyze what really happened. So even though the problem is an old problem, it only arises now when times are bad, times are low. Old problems which are swept under the carpet pick up. Today, in modern warfare, there's a new type of warfare called the viruses. where countries invest lots of money to design very, very sophisticated viruses, which they send into their enemies' computers, which are designed to destroy the computer, to destroy the enemy system. Very powerful, very sophisticated viruses, very dangerous. It can really paralyze the whole system. But when are these viruses sent out? The time of war, that's when you send out the virus? No. You send out now. Ready now, they're positioned over there. They're positioned in the enemy computer, they're ready there. They hibernate. They're quiet. They're below the radar. They're very quiet, very tame and quiet. But when the time will come, then it'll be activated and boom, all of a sudden they're already in the system, they've infiltrated, they're right inside, they're deep inside, and boom, they can blow up the system. You know more about this than me. So this is exactly what happened. Korach had, the issue was an old issue, but it wasn't time. It was hibernating. It was there all the time. The Korach and the Korach, the issue was there, but it wasn't the right time to be activated. But when things were going bad, things were low, morale was low, people were bitter, all of a sudden they pop up and cause tremendous damage. So if I say, well, we have to be careful ourselves. We also get the Yetzer Hara, those viruses at us. We can hear, we can watch things that maybe they're sending hidden messages, but also infiltrate into us. I mean, disrespect for Torah, disrespect for mitzvahs, whatever it might be. We might be seeing things that are not proper to be seen. We don't feel it's affecting us straight away. We feel all right. But it's there. And maybe in a time when we're low in our ruchnius, these things are liable to pop up and cause tremendous damage. Now we're strong, don't feel it affects us. But when you're out of the Beis Medrash, all of a sudden those thoughts, things you heard, things you saw, they might pop up and cause damage because the viruses are there. That's something we have to be very careful about, not to expose ourselves. And also, for mitzvahs, we can learn from the Yetzer Hara. We can send into ourselves positive viruses, good things, to hear good things, to see good things. We might not feel the immediate effect, but you know, maybe when things are going down, things are low, they can help us. Things where there's nisyonos, and they can help us to be strong. So this is an idea we can take from Parshas Korach, that all these things are happening. It's a very old story, but it only pops up now. But like therefore in life as well, we have to be careful not to allow things to infiltrate into us that might damage us. We don't feel the damage straight away, but they might damage us later on. And to inject ourselves with good things that will help us, even though we don't feel the effect straight away, it will help us. Fine. So we meet Korach, and we meet Dason va'aviron bnei Eliyahu bnei Reuven. Why dafka bnei Reuven? There's 12 shvatim. Why are bnei Reuven teaming with Korach? Rashi brings down the answer is because Shevet Reuven camped Taimono, which is to the south, and Shevet Kohath, where Korach was, also camped Taimono. They were neighbors. And therefore, Oy la Rosha v'oy la Shechenoi. They were bad neighbors. Therefore they got affected. Got influenced. Rashi in Bamidbar, Paragimel, Pasuk Lamed Ches. It says over there, V'achoyni mifnei ha-mishkon keidmo, to the east. Who was camped over there? Moshe v'Aaron abonov. The Moshe and Aaron will camp to the east part of the Machane Levia. And who is next to them? Brings Rashi. It's Degel Machane Yehuda. Who's with Nacha Yehuda? It's Yehuda's camp. With Yisachar and Zvulun. Brings Rashi over there, the Chazal. Toiv la tzadik, toiv la shcheinoi. Since they were in the neighborhood of Moshe, who's Oizik bat Torah, they merited to be Gdoidim at Torah. Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. So here we're seeing the positive influence of a good neighbor and the negative influence of a bad neighbor. Korach was a bad neighbor and Moshe was a good neighbor. The Rambam in Deos, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, very famous Rambam, I'm sure you all heard of it before, says the Rambam, Derech Briosay Shel Adam. It is a person's nature, Yos Nimshach, to follow B'Deosov, in his opinions, Obamaisov, and his actions, Achar Reyov, after his friends, the Chaverov. People are influenced by the society they are in, the way they think, and the way they behave. V'noyeg b'minhag anshei midinosai. And therefore, a person, right there, should be mischaber to the tzaddikim, and sit by them so you can learn from their ways, and keep away from the rishoyim. You shouldn't learn from their ways. So it's a Bavosha Rambam, a person is influenced by the society he's in. Things he sees, his neighborhood, his surrounding, will influence his deos and his maisim, his thoughts and his actions. This is the Rambam, and this is a Sefer Halacha. This passage in the Yad HaChazaka. Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, Perek Yud Gimel, Hoylech es Chachomim vechekom. Goes with the Chachomim will turn, get Chochma. And the Medrash says right there, Moshel Ma'adov Adoyme, to a person who enters a shop of a perfume shop. So even though he doesn't buy anything, doesn't touch any of the perfumes, but the smell will penetrate into his clothes, and the whole day his clothes will smell of beautiful smells. Even though he didn't touch anything, he didn't buy anything, he didn't spend anything, but the very fact that he was there in the shop, those good smells will penetrate into his clothes. And that is Hoylech es Chachomim vechechom. People go by the Chachomim, just being in their surroundings will give them Chochma. The pasuk carries on, Veroye Ksilim Yeroya. A person who shepherds Yeroya with the Ksilim, with fools, will also, he'll be affected. And Mashal Adam, who enters a shop, a bursa case, where they make the tan leather, it's a very, very foul smell. So even though he won't touch anything, but the very fact he's hanging around in a bad, in a foul smelling place, it will affect him. And his clothes will have a bad smell. A person who goes into sewage plants, so even though he might not touch anything, but it will affect him. So that is the idea of society. There's an unbelievable Rabbeinu Bechaya, which I didn't know about. This is a chiddush for me. Why did Avram have to leave his father's house? Lech lecha me'artzecha o mimoladatecha mibeis avicha. I always thought, till this week, why did he have to leave? It was an Nisoyon. This is one of the trials that Avraham Avinu was being tested. He had to give everything up. So difficult. Give up your background, your home, your hometown, your family. It's very difficult. Nisoyon. And he did it. This week, I discovered Rabbeinu Bechaya over there in Lech Lecha. So why did Avraham have to leave? says Rabbeinu Bechaya, since Avraham was going to be going to keep the Torah, you can't stay there. You'll be affected. You will be unable to reach your potential when you be around those people. He says Lech Lecha is Lashon Lichluch, Lashon Dot. Get out of there. It's not a clean place. You got to leave. So even Avraham Avinu is affected by society. Even he is affected by being in a negative place. How much more so, we have to be careful. We have to be careful because we have to know that wherever you choose your friends, your chaverim, your neighbor, it's going to affect you as well. I don't think we are stronger than Avraham Avinu. So that's an important message. What we taught: Oy le Rosha, Oy le Shechinoi, and Toiv le Tzadik, Toiv le Shechinoi. So it's important to choose the right, be in the right shul, the right neighborhood, and especially with your kids, make sure who they're hanging out with, because they're going to be affected. I'm going to skip. I'll come back. Later on in the parasha, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, there's a magefa. There's a plague happening, and people are dying because they were complaining. Am Yisrael complained about Korach. Vayomer Moshe l'Aaron, Kacha samachto, v'ten ole eish ma'ala mi'azbeach, v'sim k'toyres. Make Torahs. V'hoylech mehera le'edah v'chaper lehem. Go quickly between the people with the Torahs. Ki yotza ketzef v'milfnei Hashem hechel ha'negev. There's a plague happening. Go around. The 24,000 people already died. There more people died in the plague than died in Korach. What Korach did. The aftermath was greater than what Korach did. Okay. So very nice. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that Torah has the power to stop the Malach HaMoveth? Who taught him? Hashem didn't tell him to do this. It's Moshe's suggestion to Aaron. Where did he get this secret information from? That Torah has the power to stop the Malach HaMoveth. So Rashi on the spot said, it's a Gemara in Shabbos that the Malach HaMoveth gave a present to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the story? It's the famous Gemara in Shabbos in Daiches that Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the heavens, Olal Amorim, to accept the Torah, and the Malachim ask Hashem, who? Ma'aliyulud Isha Beninu? What is human being? You're going to give him the Torah? You're going to give the Torah Kedosha to human beings? You can't do that. Human beings are full of Yetzahara, they're full of Chatoim. Can't give the Torah to human beings. Leave it to us, the Malachim. We're pure and holy. We'll look after the Torah. Says Hashem to Moshe, "Hachzor lehem tshuva. I want you to respond. Respond back." Moshe says, "I'm afraid, because they will burn me with the hevel shebepiem, with the breath. They'll burn me." Hashem protects Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu starts to respond. Meshe Hashem Elokecho, Shotzeti Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. What, you were you in Mitzrayim? You worship Avodah Zarah. You have a Yetzirah that have to tell about Loisirtzach, Loisignoiv, Loisinaf. What's applicable? How's it applicable to you? The whole discourse the Gemara brings down that Moshe went to all the Aseres Adibros and showed them these are only applicable to human beings, not applicable to Malachim. And after he finished his lecture over there, the Malachim accepted it. They accepted what he said, and they gave him atonis. They gave him presents. And the Malach HaMoveth as well gave him a present, and he told him that the Ketores has the power to block the Malach HaMoveth. This is what Rashi brings down by us. Okay, very nice. The question is, he needs to explain, why did the Malach HaMoveth reveal this information? Okay, Matonis, why give him Matonis? Makara. What happened that the Malach HaMoveth wants to give him Matona? There's a very famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Hey, Mishnah Yudzayin. Kol machlekes shi l'shem shomayim. An argument that is for the sake of heaven, sofo niskayim. In the end, will stand. V'she'eino l'shem shomayim, a machlekes that is not for the sake of heaven, ein sofo niskayim, will not stand. Eizi machlekes l'shem shomayim, zu machlekes hilel v'shamayim. Ve'ezi machlekes she'eino l'shem shomayim, zu machlekes koirach va'adosoi. So here we find that koirach is being described as a machlekes she'lo l'shem shomayim. What does this mean? Says the Bar Tanura. It's a Mishnah, says the Bar Tanura. He says, Sofo l'skai means, Sofo means the tachlis, the purpose, the aim. Sofo l'skai means the purpose of the argument will be achieved. What does that mean? If you're arguing, you're looking for the emes, that's what you're arguing about. You're trying to identify the emes and you're arguing about it. Sofo l'skayim, the purpose will be achieved. Your svara might not be accepted, but the emes will come out. The sofo l'skayim, and indeed, Hillel v'Shammai, halacha k'beis Hillel, the emes came out. But by koirach, ain't sofo l'skayim. Why? Because his purpose wasn't the argument. He was trying to achieve honor. He was trying to achieve a position. Ain't sofo l'skayim. He went down into the ground. He didn't achieve what he was really looking for. Chazal tell us in the Yalkut, Yalkut Shimoni, says in the pasuk, "Vayomer Moshe al Korach." Just before the bitter end, he tried to speak to Korach and try and make shalom. And it's not recorded. It says he spoke to Korach, and there's no mention. What did Korach say back? Why? Says the Yalkut, because Korach was a pikeach berishoy. He was a very clever rosho. He said to himself, if I will answer what Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to me, then he knows better than me. He's definitely going to win. And if he's going to win, I will be forced to agree to him. So he didn't want to speak to him. That's why there is no response from Korach. He didn't answer back. Because this was it. Korach was not arguing for the argument. He wasn't looking for an answer. This argument was a teret. There's a famous story. There was once a bocher in Europe. He said he was smoking on Shabbos. Why smoking on Shabbos? He said, oh, I have lots of kashas. I have lots of questions in emunah and doubts. So I smoke on Shabbos. So they went. This is the story that's been told. Went to the Saba Mistabotka and said, oh, there's a bocher, he has lots of shailas, but let's give him the answers and to save him, he's in Chal Shabbos. He said, go and find out what came first. Did the questions come first and then he started to smoke, or he started to smoke and then the questions came about? If he started to smoke and then he had the questions, then I can't answer him. Why? Because for a question I can give an answer, but for an answer I can't give an answer. If it's a shayla, I give a teret. But if it's a teret, I can't give a teret to a teret. If he's decided to smoke and he's fine tirutzim, I can't answer tirutzim. If he has genuine shaylas, I can answer him. Why wasn't Korach answering back? Because he wasn't looking for the answer. This wasn't, he didn't have real shaylas, it was tirutzim. It was a way for him to justify his campaign. So this is a machlekes she'lo l'shem shomayim. As ein sofo l'skayim. We'll carry another stage. Okay. We want to, again, stage one was, why did the Malach HaMavis give the present? Stage number two, we discovered the definition, the mission of Korach as a Mechoykesh Shalom L'Shem Shemaim, and Ein Soifel Eskayim wasn't looking for the Emes versus the Shem Shemaim, are looking for Emes. The Pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Chav Zayin, Pasuk Hei, Ki Yedabru Es Oivim Bashoar. When the Oivim, the enemies, will speak Bashoar in the gates. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin, Ramadan base, Mayas Oivim Bashoar. What enemies are we referring to? Omar Abchia Bar Abba, Hafilu Ha'av V'Bnoi, even a father and a son, Harav V'Talmidoi, a Rebbe and his Talmid, She'oiskim Ba'Torah, who involved with Torah B'Shar Echot, in one place, one sugya, Nasim Oivim Zelazeh, they turn into enemies of each other. Enemies. What does that mean? Rash says, Rashi, mitoich shemakshim zelazeh, each one attacks the other in learning. Ve'ein ze mekabel dvarav shazeh. Don't agree with you. I don't accept. You're wrong. And they describe as oivim, as enemies. Ve'ein on zazim misham. The Gemara carries on, says they don't leave from there. Ad shenasu oyavim zeze, till they turn into lovers, into friends. Shenemar Vezvohe Basufa Al Tikri Basufa Ela Basifa. The Seifa, the end, will be Vohe Vizlashim Ahavo. Okay, we need to understand what is this extreme? It started as Oivim and it turned into Oyavim. How does that happen? It doesn't work that way. Enemies turn into best friends? How could that be? One more Gemara. Bava Metzia Peitar Adam with base. Rosh Lakish was the Harusa with Rabbi Yochanan, and Rosh Lakish passed away, and Rabbi Yochanan became very sad. He had a big tsar. So the Rabbanan said, who should we choose to learn now with Rabbi Yochanan to cheer him up? So they chose Rab Loza ben Bdos, the Mechadadin Shmaitza. It's very clear. So he went to learn Rabbi Yochanan together. Any chiddush Rabbi Yochanan said, so Rab Loza ben Bdos told him, "Omni Tani de Maseyaloch, I have a proof for you." Well, great, good svara, Rabbi Yochanan. Here's a proof. What you just said. Rabbi Yochanan said back, Atke Bar Lakish, you're trying to replace with Bar Lakish? Bar Lakish, Ke Amina Milsa, when I said something, Havim actually Esrim V'Arba Kushyaisa, whatever I said, he would attack me with 24 attacks. And then I would answer back with 24 responses. And what would happen? Rav Cheshmaitza, the sugya would expand. But you give me riyas? You think I don't know what I'm saying is right? I don't need your riyas. I know I'm correct. So Rosh Lakish would attack me. What have we done in this Gemara? When we're looking for Emes, me and the Harusa, we're looking for Emes. It's the Shem Shammai. I have my way of looking at things. And my chavrusa comes with the opposite way. That's terrible. You're destroying the emes. Krum, it's so wrong, your svara. And the chavrusa says back, no, you're wrong. Your svara is terrible. We're enemies. But why? It's not personal. It's we're looking for the emes. Because it's the sofer, the tachlis over here is to get to the emes. So each one has their way of looking at it, and at this stage of the game, each one is sure that the other side is completely off the record, is completely off the path. And so the oivim, and even a rabbi talmidoi, and abba bnoi, oivim, because you'll be my abba sator right now. What happens? They start the machlokes l'shem shamayim. It's machlokes l'shem shamayim, and the charuza attacks. You have to explain, and he brings you raya's and diukim the other way. And what happens? Rav cheshmeitzer. All of a sudden, with each other, with the challenge of both of us, we will find the right way. And even we all know how when a person chant, when they have a contrast, how much more we see things ourselves. We get clarity. We have to explain it better. We ourselves pick up on things. The Amagidi Shurim will only write up their shir after the shir, after the Talmidim have the experience to the Talmidim, then they get their own clarity. Both sides gain. It's Rav Cheshmeitzer. So what happens? So we achieve the Tachlis. We see it. Wow, I got to the Emes. We now see it. We now, even I maybe don't agree with each other, but you know, you helped me to see things my way. Things have grown. It's Rav Cheshmeitzer. And I've helped you. You see your things also differently, with a different angle. Because of us being together. What happens? Einam zazim isham achanasim oyavim zeze. Oh, thank you so much, Chavrusa. I gained so much. Without you, I wouldn't have got to the Emes. I wouldn't have found it. So that's what happens. You start off as oyvim, because it's machoikas Hashem shomayim. We're looking for Emes. So anything that enhances the Emes will create avo. And Hela. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, and the Merachim say, "Whoa, what's this Yulud Yishar doing here?" And Hashem says to Moshe, "Give them, respond back." What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? They're going to burn me up. Makaram, what happened till now? Why only now are you afraid they're going to burn you up? And when you ascended Shemayim, weren't afraid? You tell me why? Because they're about to start a sugya together. There's a sugya in Shemayim, a sugya. What's the emes? Should the Torah be kept by the Malachim or pure and don't sin, or should it be given to Bnei Adam? It's a sugya. So Malachim felt very strongly it should be kept by them. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to start a sugya with them. What's the ratio of a sugya? It's oyvim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I can't speak. They're going to burn me up." So we're starting with Acharusa. They speak to me and I've just gone back. It's a sugya. Okay, Hashem protects him. What happens? Moshe Rabbeinu brings all his rayas, showing that the Torah is meant for Bnei Adam. And the Malachim agree. They agree. New insight. It's a chiddush for them. But they mask him. They got clarity in the Emes. It's a new insight. What happens? What's the ratio between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu right now? Oyavim zeze. It's avo. Thank you, Moshe Rabbeinu. You helped us. You gave us a new insight. We didn't realize. So what do? They give matanos. They give matanos. It's a sign of avo. Who do you give a present to? Someone you love. So even the Malach HaMoves gave the present. Even he appreciates the Emes. He has his job to do, what he has to do, but he also appreciates Emes. So therefore that answers everything up. So that's how we gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the Sofer Liskayim, a Machlokes Shem Shamayim, Sofer Liskayim. So this is something what we learn out of this. First of all, when we learn Torah with Acharusa, first we have to make sure it's the Shem Shamayim. We're not learning Acharusa to knock him down. That's not our purpose, to show off. That's not what we're here for. We want to get clarity and get the Emes together. So we have to make sure it's Mechaikas, the Shem Shamayim. Should therefore be a safe for this kind. The purpose will be Miskayim. You also learn that you have to be an Oyev. It's your Chavrusa. Of course, with Derech Eretz. I'm not But you know, if we look at Bremes, if I don't think you're right, I have to voice that. But they're hurt. You know? I don't agree. I think differently. And that's what will happen. He'll respond back to you and Rav Chashmaitza. There'll be more MS will come out. And the third point we learn from here is to appreciate the Chavrusa. Hashu Oyavim. Because through the Chavrusa, you're learning so much better. So maybe appreciate that. Yes? The Ktoris. Yeah, he told in the Ktoris. The Ktoris, yeah. He told in the Ktoris was Oitzem Agefa. Oin ben Peleth ben Reuven. Go back to the first pasuk. Okay, Oin ben Peleth. He's one of the heads of the opposition party. We carry on. You will not find him mentioned the rest of the parsha. He's at the beginning. He's in the headlines. The opening headlines. He's one of the chiefs, but he doesn't appear. You go back. You will not meet him. Dosna Viren come up, it's recited what they said and what they did. You have Korach, but nothing about Oin ben Peleth. What happened to him? He kind of got wiped off. Makara, what happened? Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin, really what happened? He was really one of the heads of the party, the opposition, and when Moshe Rabbeinu told him that tomorrow we're going to come and make Toires, which means everyone's going to die except for one person. His wife. His wife, she saved him. And she said, what are you doing this for? If Moshe Rabbeinu, if Aaron's head, so you're you're not going to be the head. And if Korach will be the head, you're also not going to be the head. So what's your gain over here? He says, you know, you're right. But what can I do? I made a shvur. This is the coalition agreement, you know. We made the shvur that we're going to be together. So I can't back out. Okay, the Gemara says, she said, don't worry, I'll look after you. So she gave him to drink, and he made him drunk. He fell asleep, and she stood by the door, and she unraveled her hair. So when they came into court, and they saw her, so they stepped back. And why did you make him drunk? So they were going to call him from the window to call him out. He was drunk. He was asleep. So he didn't hear. That's how she saved his life. That's why he's not there anymore. He got off. So Isha Chachoma, to save her husband. Something to think about. Question is, what do you mean? He says back, I made a shvua. A person makes a shvua. I will be Mechal Shabbos. You have to keep the Shavuot? Huh? I swear I'm going to eat Chazir. No, now you Mechuyav is a big tzaddik, you have to eat Chazir to keep the Shavuot. How's it wrong? You can't make a Shavuot to do an Avera. What did this guy do? He said, I'm making a Shavuot to be Cholek and Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and Kohen. It's an Avera. Says the Chofetz Chaim. We see from here, it's an incredible thing. When a person is in the middle of a machlekes, he is convinced that it's the biggest mitzvah in the world right now. He's convinced that this is the biggest mitzvah I could do, to continue with this machlekes. So he considers this to be like, it makes a shvur to keep a mitzvah. That's how he looks at it. That's how crooked a person can be when it comes to machlokes. We see it again in the parasha. Dostan and Aviram are called. Moshe Rabbeinu calls them. He wants to appease them. What do they say back? In Pasuk Yudalas, they say, Ha'enei ha'noshim ha'im tinoker lo'inale. Says Rashi, even if you will poke our eyes out, we won't come up to you. Do you know what that means? and I don't want to describe it, but to poke someone's eyes out is not a very pretty sight. That's horrible. Poke eyes out. But they said, we are willing that you should poke our eyes out, but we will not go up to you. Maze, what is this? It's mesirus nefesh noira. Mesirus nefesh. But what for? For a machlokes. How could that be? Yes, that's what happens when you enter machlokes. You get into it. There's no more common sense. There's no more secha yosha. You get drawn into this machlokes. If we poke our eyes out, we're not coming up. The Chofetz Chaim would say a story. There was a certain town where the head of the town was a Jew. The local mayor, and he was representing the government. So one day he had an argument with his neighbor, the Jewish. They had a big fight. So the neighbor told his wife, I'm going to go and get the mayor arrested. How? I'm going to go to the authorities over there in St. Petersburg. I'm going to tell them that this mayor gives. No, you have to be drafted into the Russian army. I'm going to tell the government that this mayor gives all sorts of deferments, illegal deferments. He forges the documents and gives people deferments not to go to the army. And now, he'll be arrested. His wife tells him, Yankele, did you forget that our son will also be arrested because we also got him this illegal deferment from the mayor? He says, let me go to prison and you go to prison and our son go to prison because he should be arrested. I have time for this. When you enter the machlokes, there's no more common sense. You get so into it. The koach machlokes is so intense, so powerful. It overtakes us. Okay, so what have we learned today? I'll stop now. So what have we learned today? We started off with Korach, how this, it's an old story that was under the carpet. The virus was there. It only came in the open now. So we have to be careful for ourselves not to penetrate ourselves with problems that could later on turn dangerous. And hetach to inject ourselves with good things that will help us, even if we don't feel the effect straight away. We learned about Bnei Ruvain, how we have to recognize that we are influenced by society. We're influenced by the things we see, things we hear. I mean, anyone who works in advertisements knows about this, that things people see influence people's minds. They spend millions of bucks on this. To brainwash us to buy their commodity. So to recognize that we are influenced by society, and therefore to choose our society, make sure it's a positive society for us and for our children. Even Avraham Avinu had to run away from Haran because he would not achieve, because even he would have been affected. Unbelievable. Then we learned about the Torah. Why the Malach Mavis gave him the Torah, the idea of what's a machlikas, the Shem Shemaim is L'Shem HaEmes, but it's a machlikas, you argue for the Emes, with the Erechetz of course, but but you end up as being Oyev, because the Emes will, you get so much to achieve by coming to the Chavrusa, from the Shir, there's so much to be achieved when versus learning by yourself. And that creates an Ava, and even the Malachim appreciated this, because they also, Moshe Rabbeinu, gave them a new insight. So they gave him Atonis. Then we learned about Oyin ben Peles, how he was saved by his wife, and the idea that he felt that the Shavua to make a machlokes is obliges him, because you feel as if you're doing a mitzvah. And we learned that we saw the power of that Dasan Aviram said that you can poke our eyes out, but we're not coming up. Because when a person gets sucked into machlokes, terrible, he loses his common sense. Okay, so we should have good Shabbos, and have a good Shabbos. Thank you for coming. Go.